Ciao a tutti and welcome to your GCSE Italian Exam Boost podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're tackling one of the most practically useful and most frequently tested topics in your Italian GCSE, numbers and time, or as we say in Italian, i numeri e il tempo. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel or OCR, I promise you this topic comes up in every single paper. You'll need it for listening, reading, speaking and writing. Numbers and time pop up everywhere, in conversations about birthdays, appointments, prices, schedules and dates. Get this right and you're picking up easy marks across all four skills. So grab a pen, get ready to repeat out loud with me and let's get started. Andiamo! Let's start with the cardinal numbers. These are your counting numbers, the ones that answer the question, quanti, how many? Listen and repeat after me. I'll say the Italian, then the English. Uno, one. Due, two. Tre, three. Quattro, four. Cinque, five. Sei, six. Sette, seven. Otto, eight. Nove, nine. Dieci, 10. Brilliant. Now the teens. These are where students start making spelling errors, so listen carefully. Undici, 11. Dodici, 12. Tredici, 13. Quattordici, 14. Quindici, 15. Sedici, 16. Diciassette, 17. Diciotto, 18. Diciannove, 19. 20, 20. Notice how from 11 to 16, the numbers end in dieci. That's your pattern. Then from 17 onwards, it flips. Diciassette, diciotto, diciannove, dieci comes first. This trips candidates up all the time, so make sure you know it. Now the bigger numbers. Cento means 100. Mille, with an E on the end, means 1,000. And here's a crucial exam point. Un milione, with I-O-N-E, means 1 million. Mille and milione are completely different words. Examiners see candidates confuse these constantly. Mille is 1,000. Un milione is 1 million. Say it with me. Mille, un milione. Perfect. Now let's move on to ordinal numbers. These tell you the order or position of something. The first few are irregular, so you must memorize them. Primo, first. Secondo, second. Terzo, third. Quarto, fourth. Quinto, fifth. Sesto, sixth. Settimo, seventh. Ottavo, eighth. Nono, ninth. Decimo, tenth. Here's the really important grammar point. Ordinal numbers in Italian are adjectives, which means they must agree with the noun they describe. So you'd say il primo giorno, the first day, but la prima settimana, the first week. The ending changes from O to A depending on whether the noun is masculine or feminine. This is worth marks in your writing paper, so don't forget it.
Now, let's talk about telling the time. Dire l'ora. The key question is, che ora è? What time is it? Or you might hear, che ore sono? Both are correct. For 1 o'clock, you say, è luna. Note it's singular. È luna. For all other times, you use sono le. So sono le due means it's 2 o'clock, sono le tre is 3 o'clock, and so on. For midday, you say è mezzogiorno. For midnight, è mezzanotte. These are special words, memorize them. To add minutes past the hour, you use è, meaning and. So sono le tre e venti means it's 3:20. For quarter past, say è un quarto. For half past, say è mezza. So sono le cinque e mezza is 5:30. For minutes to the hour, you use meno, meaning minus. So sono le quattro meno dieci means it's 4:10, literally 4 minus 4. And meno un quarto is 2:15. Now dates, le date. The question is, Che data è oggi? What's today's date? The answer follows this pattern. Oggi è il number month. So, oggi è il 15 marzo means today is the 15th of March. Important, for the first of the month, you use the ordinal number primo. So, il primo gennaio is the 1st of January. For all other dates, you use cardinal numbers. Il 2 febbraio, il 3 marzo, and so on. The months in Italian are all masculine and do not take a capital letter. Let me run through them. Gennaio, febbraio, marzo, aprile, maggio, giugno, luglio, agosto, settembre, ottobre, novembre, dicembre. And the days of the week, also no capital letters in Italia. Lunedì, martedì, mercoledì, giovedì, venerdì, sabato, domenica. Notice that Monday through Friday all end in an accented E. That accent is important for correct spelling. Right, let's talk exam strategy. These are the mistakes I see candidates making every single year, and I want you to avoid every single one of them. Mistake number one, confusing mille and milione. Mille equals 1,000. Un milione equals 1,000,000. In a listening exam, if you hear a price or a statistic, make sure you're writing the right number of zeros. Mistake number two, forgetting that è l'una is singular, but sono le due, three, four are plural. Candidates write sono le una, which is wrong. It's always è l'una for 1 o'clock. Mistake number three, not agreeing ordinal numbers with their nouns. If you write la prima volta instead of la prima volta, you'll lose accuracy marks in writing. Check your endings every time. Mistake number four, using cardinal numbers for dates when you should use ordinal for the first. Il 1 gennaio is wrong. It must be il primo gennaio. Mistake number five, forgetting accent marks on days of the week. Lunedì, martedì, mercoledì, giovedì, venerdì, all need that accent. In a writing exam, missing accents can cost you marks. For the listening paper specifically, numbers are a classic distractor. Examiners will often give you a number that sounds similar to the correct answer. Listen very carefully to the endings of numbers. Tredici is 13. Trenta is 30. Quattordici is 14. Quaranta is 40. These pairs are tested deliberately. Time for a quickfire quiz. I'll ask a question. Pause the podcast, say your answer out loud, then press play to check. Ready? Question one. How do you say it is 7:30 in Italian? Pause now. The answer is sono le 7:30. Question two. What is the Italian for the 1st of May? Pause now. The answer is il primo maggio. Question three. How do you say 1,000 in Italian? Pause now. Mille. And 1,000,000? 1,000,000. Question four. What do sono le 10:15 mean? Pause now. It's 9:45. Question five. Give the Italian for Wednesday and Saturday. Pause now. Mercoledì and sabato. Fantastico! Let's wrap up with your key takeaways from today. 1. Cardinal numbers count things. Uno, due, tre. Ordinal numbers give order. Primo, secondo, terzo. And they must agree with the noun. 2. Mille is 1,000. 1,000,000 is 1,000,000. Never mix them up. 3. For time, use è l'una for 1 o'clock. And sono le for everything else. Add e mezza for 7:30 and meno for minutes to the hour. 4. Dates use cardinal numbers, except for the first of the month, which uses primo. 5. Days of the week and months do not take capital letters in Italian, and days Monday to Friday need their accent marks. You've got this. Keep practicing by saying the date and time out loud every day in Italian. It's the best way to make it automatic before your exam. Buona fortuna. Good luck. And I'll see you in the next episode. Ciao.